Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about the latest and greatest outdoor fun and furniture. Tony Schindler of Patio Furniture, P-A-D-D-Y, Patio Furniture. You know, the hardest thing I've had since buying my furniture at your store, which was, you were still at the old location, I mean, so we've had it for a while, is keeping my dogs off of my chair. So we've tried several different things. We've tried sewing a cover that just covers the chair all the time so they can have it every time except when I want it. But we've gone to actually dog training techniques to discourage them to think that that chair is very comfortable. But boy, they love that chair. Two big old German short hair pointers that just think that we bought those just for them. But I have the recliner. I have the rocker with the full table, and we stretch it out. And I mean, when I've got six kids and 11 grandchildren, and we're all there for a Sunday after church barbecue, they all fight for those couple cushioned ones. The rest of them are the sling chairs. But it's changed the way. Before that, we were all out there in the strap web stuff, and I was never as comfortable as I am now, and I just love it. I really, that outdoor patio for me really is my overflow room. I'm there all the time.
Yeah, and the more comfortable that you make your outdoor area, the more encouraged you are to get out there and use it. So, you know, people that neglect that area, they tend to stay inside. So we really encourage people, you know, get out there and make it special, and that's what's going to get you out there and get some fresh air and get away from the stresses of the world.
Now, when we're taking a look at a backyard or somebody trying to convert it to something more usable, more user-friendly, we try and tell them, we have people come and say, now, I'd like the kitchen way back in the corner, and I constantly try, no, you don't. No, get it in. You won't use it. You by the time you get out there, you're going to remember, oh, I forgot the spatula. Oh, I forgot the pickles. Oh, I forgot the ketchup. Oh, I forgot the buns. And it's just going to be you're going to be running back and forth. When we're doing outdoor kitchens, we tell people, you put it right at the back of the house, right out the back door.
Absolutely. You want your backyard to be convenient, and you really want to look at your backyard as having several different rooms in it. So you've got your outdoor kitchen, you've got your outdoor living, your outdoor lounging area. It's really important to have a master plan and really think about how you want to use each one of those areas. And then, of course, you apply your furniture needs or your accessorization needs based on those lifestyles that you're going to use those areas for.
And I keep calling it your new store, but you've been in that location. What, for about 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, about
now?
Eight. I think it's eight or nine now. Yeah,
I'm kind of old fashioned that way. But in that new store location, I mean, you've got all the accessories there, full complement of things to take a look at. How about folks that wanted to take a look at it on the web? How would they find you there?
They would find us at patio.com. That's PADDYO.com.
Tony, thanks for coming in and sharing it with us.
Appreciate it.
Truly comfortable outdoor living. It's available. And you're going to never go back once you have it. So thanks again for joining us. And Tom from Solar Safe Pool Covers, thanks for jumping in and joining us this particular Saturday morning talking about retiring the swimming pool. You can retire it for a season, or you can retire it for an extended period of time, right?
Forever, yes.
Why don't you go ahead? You just a minute ago repeated or stated a offer today that you're just going to have for today.
Yeah, anybody listening today, $200 off a pool cover. Whether that's an old bid you got a year or two ago, or you want to call in today or in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And you'll cover the pool. It anchors to the pool deck, and it's capable of carrying. Now, I've got confused. Does it replace the city code requirement for fencing?
No.
Okay.
No. You still need the primary. Automatic covers in most jurisdictions are okay for the primary.
Oh, really?
But our cover is not, because it's not automatic. So okay. You still need to meet code some other way, but it's still safe. It's totally safe.
Yeah. You can't get in on top of this cover and get in the water.
Correct.
So it's much safer than any of the other floating covers that you're going to put on a swimming pool.
Yeah, blue bubble covers you don't want to have near little kids. They're death traps. If they fall on it, it surrounds and wraps them. And
it only gets worse from there. Right. All right, folks, we hope you appreciated the show here today, Rosie on the House. We show up every Saturday morning with my co-host and son, Romy Romero. Generally, my wife, sweet Jennifer, shows up and does the call screening. That was filled in this morning very graciously and excellently performed by Stephanie Acuna, because Jennifer was out at the Pat Tillman run, which I understand she finished at exactly the amount of time she was projecting. So congratulations to her, as well as my two daughters, Carol and Katie, who also finished at their designated times. And there's absolutely no ambulatory care to get them back to the house. I guess they'll be there when I get there.
Very good. You can get our article in the Arizona Republic home section and learn about other keywords we didn't get to cover today, like bedhead xeriscaping, foodscaping, electronic gardentainment, artificial turf, and some outdoor lighting options. Join us next Saturday. We'll be talking solar.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.